Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Ah, oh, god damn it. Where's the script? Before we get started, I just want to remind our viewers that if you like seeing more Yaoi content and would like to support this channel, please don't forget to smash that like button. Also, if you haven't done so, please subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell. Feel free to message me in my social media at Sealed Fujoshi, which I'll be using to interact with viewers about more Yaoi content. If that's something that interests you, feel free to follow me at Sealed Fujoshi. Finally, this episode will contain explicit content and a lot of manhwa spoilers. With that in mind, please proceed with caution. You have been warned. Now, without further ado, let's jump into Chapter 60 of Eat and Run. Okay, people, not only is he marked now, but he's also pregnant now. Yup, he got knocked up, because I know I saw that squirt. New baby, huh? I'm expecting a baby Ian soon. As for the whole marking process, I know some of you people, the sensitive kiddos out there, are gonna be like, J-Ho is being mean to Ian. But always remember, J-Ho never treated Ian badly. He looks mad in this chapter, but it's just as Ian said, or J-Ho said, this is his alpha mode. It's not like he's mad at Ian or suddenly became toxic. Nothing like that. It's out of his control because this is his alpha instinct. Remember, J-Ho refused to mark Ian before because he didn't want to hurt Ian at all. He knew he would be a beast in alpha mode. But yeah, Ian wanted it, right? Basically, they did it with consent. But man, J-Ho's obsession for Ian. I want to see more obsessive J-Ho in the future. Ian is so beautiful in this chapter. They love each other so much, and J-Ho being obsessive. I want to see more of this kind of love. J-Ho is awesome. An absolutely awesome dominant alpha. FYI, I think everyone in this series is going to have a shotgun wedding, except the longest relationship in this running series, which is going to be Jiwon and Miho at this point. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please don't forget to follow my social media to be teased about some of the boys' love that I'm interested in. Feel free to leave me a message and converse with me in my Discord channel. I'd love to hear back from you. And please consider supporting the show by donating as little as 99 cents through www.sealedfujoshi.xyz. Also, don't forget to support the author. All the manhwa details can be found in the description below. Again, thank you so much and hope to see you next time.